around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's do it, everyone. Here we go with hour two today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, June 14th, 2025. And as I mentioned last hour, it's a PTP day here on the show. If you spell that out, well, you'll get preferred travel panel. As we get into these next 60 minutes of our national broadcast that's being transmitted via satellite to our now 600-plus weekly stations across the USA, well, we have three guests ready to join us for our discussion as we focus on the theme park and entertainment sectors of travel today. Mary, who
are they? That's right. Looking forward to this. All right, ready to go and holding on the show hotline, let's welcome show friend and founder of Theme Park Insider, Robert Niles, Dan Ash, CEO of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and Michael Shelton, COO of IAPA, and that's the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Well, nice to have all of you here. Michael, I'm going to begin with you. Listen, it was about a month ago that Mary and I met you there at Icon Park on International Drive in Orlando. We had just spent the previous day at the all-new Epic Universe with its general manager, Jeff Polk. It truly exceeded our expectations, as well named with the word epic. There was certainly a lot of talk about that new theme park during our big Let's Go America tour in Orlando. It's now officially open. We're hearing lines are very long. So what can you share on the impact it's having on travel and tourism to your city, a place that's already known as the theme park capital of the world?
You know, we couldn't be more excited to have the park open, especially at this time of the year when everyone's heading into the summer travel season. We're already seeing a big boost in travel to Orlando. It's really something else to see a park come from the ground to what it is. It's a massive park. It's the first amusement park of its kind to be built in over 20 years, and we're just super excited to see all the excitement in the Orlando area.
So, Robert or Dan, anything you want to add with regards to Epic Universe before we move on? So, Robert, we'll go with you first.
Oh, I mean, if you're a roller coaster fan, make sure you get down there as soon as you possibly can, because that Stardust Racers coaster, that is my favorite new coaster of the year, and I absolutely adore it. But there are also some amazing dark rides there, a Monsters Unchained dark ride that may be the best one in the country at this point, as well as a great new Harry Potter experience. So I can't recommend Epic Universe enough at this point.
Yeah, Mary, the
that's
monster.
That's my favorite ride. I think that's a fabulous ride. Yeah.
So, Dan, I know it's a little out of your zone there, but any thoughts on that and what's going on with Epic Universe? Because it's certainly, if you haven't been, I'll tell you, it is truly epic.
Well, I can't wait to go. I tell you, every time I go to Orlando, I visit great parks like Disney and SeaWorld, but that sounds like an incredible opportunity to take a family, be excited, spend some great time.
Yeah, but just make sure you pay for the fast passes at this point, because otherwise you're going to wait a long time.
So, all right, we're going to stay in Orlando just for a little bit, and then we'll move on for this next question, though. The Walt Disney World Resort just announced that effective July 7th, they're permanently closing three popular attractions in their Magic Kingdom Park, Liberty Square Riverboat, Tom Sawyer Island, and the Rivers of America area. Loyal fans have expressed outrage. It's all over social media. They're doing this to pave the way, though, for new attractions. Piston Peak National Park, which is based on the animated car series, is highly anticipated. So you can weigh in with any thoughts on the closings or what's coming. But what I really want to hear from all of you is just in general how theme parks, zoos, and aquariums must continue to evolve to attract new visitors, new generations, while not running off or agitating their loyal core base. So, you know, Dan, we can start with you on that. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know, you know, refresh, renew, re-energize is an important element in any attraction, right? And Disney is expert at that. And so what I'm anticipating is more great things from Disney, including Disney's Animal Kingdom, of course, which is an AZA member, just more great opportunities for visitors. But that, you know, reinvention, we see that at places like Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, $500 million renovation and expansion that's going to open up more room, greater visitor experience, just provide more opportunity. So we see that kind of investment, renewal, reinvention across America.
Okay, Robert?
Loves Tom Sawyer Island more than I do. That was my attraction. I worked there at Walt Disney World. That was my favorite ride there when I grew up because I was a weird kid who just really loved literature. I'll tell you what, I mean, my generation had that ride. We fell in love with it. I hope that a new generation falls in love with what Disney's going to be doing with cars there. Imagineers are working to try and keep some of the water elements, the dynamic water elements that made that corner of the park so special with the rivers there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how they bring that together. And remember, one of the big reasons why they're doing this is because they needed to get guest access, easier guest access to that amazing new Villains Land that they're planning on the other side of Big Thunder Mountain, that there was no way to access with that huge river still in the way. So this is another issue with when you make changes. Once you make one little change, that has a cascading effect that can affect the entire rest of your park or resort. You really have to think about that when you're doing these thoughtful designs to make a change and a refresh to a theme park.
So are you suggesting maybe Disney didn't think that through at all, and then they had to go back and react to what their initial plan was, and that's why we're seeing this?
No, I think once they decided, okay, we need a Villains Land, where are we going to put it? We're going to put it in Magic Kingdom. That just starts an entire process where you realize that you can't make one change. You're going to make five changes.
Okay.
So in the process of that, you're looking at what are the best five changes we can make to maximize the value of this property that we're going to be redeveloping. And at this point, getting a couple of Cars attractions there, frankly, as much as I love Tom Sawyer Island and the rivers, you're probably going to service more guests with those than you would with the current attraction.
Michael, we have about a minute left. Any quick thoughts on that?
You know, not everybody can build a park from the ground up like Epic, so it's going to cause most parks to reinvent what they have. There's so many great IPs out there that are newer and fresher, and I think you're seeing that with Disney. They're adapting at the right time to the right audience, and to be fresh and new and innovative to attract a new type of guest that's coming to our parks every day. You know, I appreciate the historical piece of Disney. I mean, I've been going there for 35 years myself, but I love to see the new changes, and every time we do, they seem to do a great job at it.
And that's what they do, the Imagineers, right? That's their job, to evolve and
What Mary just said there was, you know, you do have to evolve because that's just business. I always say in business, if you're not moving forward, you're actually moving backwards, right? But you do have to make sure that you're not running off or creating any agita, if you will, with your loyal, base and so forth. And it seems like that's what they're doing. So, Michael, what you just said, I agree. And Robert, we learned something today that was the first place that he worked. I like that. So all the times
that,
you've
Robert.
Been on the show, Robert, we didn't know that.
And remember, Tom Sawyer Island still open at Disneyland in California. So if you love it that much,
go out there. All right. So guys, listen, we're about to hit our first break of the hour. So we're going to ask you to please stand by. We're going to expand this conversation when we return. And then, you know, for the H block, we're going to shoot from the hip with rapid fire. That'll be after the bottom of the hour break after this. So right now, Bobby's going to run some sponsor messages for us there at Dallas at the Network Command Center. Today's preferred travel panel will continue after this break. Put another way, you'll hear my voice again in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CAREY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit gocolette.com and find your dream destination. Colette, by travelers, for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, operator, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, thanks for staying locked in with us, everyone. Nice having all of you tuned into our live broadcast today. Theme parks, zoos, and aquariums is our focus for today's preferred travel panel. And we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including many in our audience across the country. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe and travel smart and travel with a plan at TravelGuard.com/Carry.
You know, packing a TravelGuard plan, folks, it just safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. They offer wedding bundles, pre-existing medical coverage, pet bundles, rental vehicle damage coverage. So go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel. It's important you do it before you travel, or you'll find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back to today's panel with Robert Niles, Dan Ash, and Michael Shelton.
Dan, you know, I'm going to go this direction with you because you were mentioning renovation and reinvention and so forth. So last week at this time, Mary and I were broadcasting live from Virginia Beach. It was all part of the big Let's Go America Tour events that we had there all week. Christina Hedgepeth was on set with us. She's from the Virginia Aquarium. And, you know, Mary and I visited the aquarium during the week, including their newly reopened, if you will, renovation and reinvention of the South Building. So since summer officially begins later this upcoming week, a number of people visiting zoos and aquariums, it's about to significantly increase. We can say the same, frankly, about the theme park sector of travel. Zoos today, they're a far cry from zoos of the past, or certainly your member zoos are. We have some of our favorites, but I want you to talk about some of the great work being done at America's top zoos and aquariums that visitors can go experience.
Yeah, the main thing is for visitors to look for zoos that are accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. You know you're going to be seeing animals that are receiving the best care in the world, and you're contributing to conservation of animals in nature, animals that some of the most endangered animals on the planet. But yeah, that kind of reinvention, reinvestment going on everywhere. If you're in Seattle, a new ocean pavilion at Seattle Aquarium opened last year. It connects the Pike Place Market to the waterfront of Seattle. So just an incredible, stunning experience. The new Room to Roam investment at Cincinnati Zoo, really expanding their elephant habitat. And if you're an elephant lover, just lots of things going on. Sedgwick County Zoo has three new elephant babies that were born between April and now. Lion Country Safari, new elephant exhibit at Tulsa Zoo. And, of course, later this year, the new Elephant Valley exhibit at San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Yeah. So just lots of exciting things to see.
Interesting. So in a similar question, Robert and Michael, you know, you must have your favorite parks. You know, maybe they're not the Universals or Disney's or SeaWorlds that everyone's familiar with. Any hidden gems you want to highlight for the summer? Robert, we'll go with you first, then Michael.
Oh, every time somebody asks me for something, okay, what's the best Disney, non-Disney, not Universal parks? I always say I've got three that I love to talk about. Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri. That is one of the best themed, decorated, great customer service and food parks in the middle of the country. Well worth visiting. Its sister park, Dollywood, in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Dolly Parton's park has got all of the hospitality that you would expect from Dolly Parton. And another independently owned family park in Santa Claus, Indiana, Holiday World and Splash and Safari. It's got one of the best collections of roller coasters in the country, as well as just some wonderful water attractions there as well. And those are three great parks that I would recommend anyone check out.
Michael, what say you?
You know what? You're going to get me in a lot of trouble if I just pick three. We have, you know, over 8,000 members globally, and I've been to so many great parks. You know, every park takes on a little different personality and experience. You know, Maury's Piers is a wonderful place, you know, on you know, to be right on the ocean. Lagoon Park has been around for 100 years in Utah. Silverwood, you can camp at up in Idaho, and Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. I mean, there's just so many. I don't even know where to start. Of course, the ones Robert mentioned are amazing. And I think that you can't go wrong with pretty much any park in the U.S. these days.
Okay, well, Michael, we spent some time on this next topic of safety a little bit. We chatted a little bit about it when we met you at Icon Park a few weeks ago, and I recall you said IAAPA doesn't work with non-fixed rides, or what I'd call the pop-ups that travel, break down, they go back up at the next town. The cotton candy may be good, but I don't care for those rides. Obviously, safety is paramount in the industry. Just talk a little bit about the innovations in safety today and how far things have come.
Yeah, you know, first of all, we're for safety for all. You know, members of ours are all fixed site amusement parks and theme parks and facilities. And so that's what we primarily focus on. And the technology over the years has gotten to be so sophisticated that the safe experience for you at any of our facilities is better than it's ever been. We've been doing a ride safety report where all of our members are required to report ride safety statistics to us. Mm-hmm. And for the last 20 years, the incident of ride injury has gone down every single year for the last 20 years. And given the millions and millions of rides on our attractions that take place every day, the incidents are almost none.
Thank you, Michael. Robert, I know we've talked to you about this, about how important you think transparency and safety is if something does go awry. So either touch on that or just anything in general you want to add on the safety topic.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The innovations in the industry have been amazing over the past couple of decades. But unfortunately, the weak link remains the guest. You can design the most sophisticated system, but if guests aren't going to pay attention to the safety spiels, they're not going to pay attention, they're going to try and get out of the safety restraints, you know, bad things can happen. So the thing I always tell people when you're visiting a theme park is, look, listen, read, pay attention. Please follow the safety instructions. They are there to protect you and your family. So long as we can get the guests to really be a part of this team working together to keep everyone safe, that's what's going to make this an enjoyable experience for everyone.
Okay, well, Robert, you think about that even when we get on an airplane these days, okay?
Yeah,
how many people pay attention to the flight attendant?
Everyone's on their phones, good point. Yeah. All right, Dan, you're in an interesting position because not only do zoos and aquariums have a responsibility to keep visitors safe, they have millions of animals and other wildlife that they're caring for as well. Talk with us about how far your industry has come in keeping both guests and wildlife happy, safe, and living their best life. We can never go back to the safaris of the 1970s.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we deal with the same issue of keeping animals in their exhibits and keeping people out of the exhibits. And and people, I just want to underscore that we need our guests to be responsible and be aware that they have a responsibility to ensure their own safety. And we can put reasonable barriers up, but we want people to see animals. We want people to be able to experience animals. And so it does rely on the responsibility of guests. But we have learned a tremendous amount about the care of animals. And you're right, the zoo and aquarium of yesterday is not the zoo and aquarium of today. And we just put a premium on the care and the well-being of animals so that when you see a lion or a sea lion at one of our member zoos and aquariums, you're seeing animals that are living their best lives. They are in excellent care. They receive better care than you and I do, 24/7, 365.
No question.
That's a hallmark of our community.
So, yeah, Rudy, where do you want to go with Robert, Michael, or Dan?
Well, maybe this should be for Michael or certainly Dan. How much advanced research of the guests or audiences at various parks is done before the decision is made to, you know, axe a couple of the sites and bring in new stuff?
I'll go first. I can tell you a great example is Silver Dollar City. They had a beloved attraction And, you know, they were going to take it out and reinvent it and do something new, but they had such huge pushback from the community who loved this ride so much that they just decided to redesign it and build it the exact same ride in its place. So all of these parks take great pride in what they're bringing to their community, and they know their audiences very well. And so, I don't think any of them do any of these expansions or redesigns or reinventions without a great deal of research.
Dan, could you give us maybe a 30-second response on that?
Yeah, in our world, oftentimes an animal, like we're moving an animal for breeding purposes from St. Louis Zoo, an iconic elephant leaving St. Louis Zoo, and they do a tremendous amount of communication with their community because they've spent decades, you know, introducing these animals to their public, and now they're going to be leaving. So tremendous amount of respect and effort given to work with the public.
Interesting on that. All right, Robert. So we're going to hold you, and we're going to go into our second break is coming. It's fast approaching here as I take a look at our clock, and what we don't want to do is make sure we miss that or to cut you off mid sentence. So I'm just going to ask all three of you, a panel, to please hold. That will allow us to get to the rapid fire, which is coming up next. So, folks, as we pause for this bottom of the hour break, listener emails, I want to let you know, they're still ahead this hour. Stay tuned for that. But next, we're going to go rapid fire with Robert, Dan, and Michael for the final segment of today's Preferred Travel Panel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Thank you, Craig. And as that music brings us back from the break, we are about to go rapid fire with today's Preferred Travel Panel. But first, we are sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not a fan of all that travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. You can do that right here in our own country or in destinations around the globe as you go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun.
You know, Colette, they've been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus what we always appreciate, ample free time just to do your own thing. So go visit GoColette.com for more information or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's have some fun with rapid fire as we continue with today's Preferred Travel Panel. We have Robert, Dan, and Michael. Guys, thanks for staying with us.
Well, appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much. Sure. So here's how rapid fire works. We're going to throw out, you know, topic or various things, and then the first thing that comes to mind we want you to say, all right? So very simple. First up, and we will go in the order of Robert, Dan, and Michael. What is the one theme park ride or attraction out there that you hope never closes? Robert?
Oh, my goodness. Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland, the original. That is a classic. It is the model for a dark ride. I hope that one stays around forever.
Dan?
Philadelphia Zoo, their tortoise exhibit. Been there since 1931. You can see a 100-year-old Galapagos tortoise.
Mm. All right, Michael? Mm-hmm.
Space Mountain, Orlando version.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So the next question here, rapid fire, is what is your favorite exhibit or part of visiting an aquarium or a zoo? Dan.
Well, I'll be honest with you, jellyfish. You can stand in front of a jellyfish exhibit and just be hypnotized by it. It is relaxing. It's inspiring. It's amazing.
I have about 500 photos and videos on my phone from last week at the Virginia Aquarium with their new jelly exhibit.
All right. Michael and Robert, it's a little out of your category, but what say you?
I would say any exhibit that where you can interact with an animal that's becoming more popular, where you can feed a giraffe or pet an animal, I think those are amazing.
Okay, Robert? Amen.
I just love the scale where you can just get right up against a window and it feels like you are in the ocean. You cannot see anything on the side but water and animals in that environment. If you can get into that immersive scale, that's what really works for me.
That's
so that's
cool.
What we're hearing.
All right, Rudy, what do you got for rapid fire?
Prices for admission going up over the next year or two or staying about the same? Probably they aren't decreasing, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Dan?
Going up.
Michael?
I would say you'll see more dynamic pricing, so I think it'll just be based on demand.
And Robert, thoughts?
List prices are going up, but there are going to be discounts all over the place for people who are aggressive about looking for those.
All right. So favorite thing to do at a theme park? We did the aquariums and zoo. Favorite thing to do at a theme park, Michael?
You know what? As an adult now, taking the kids is to have a nice drink while the kids are enjoying themselves.
That's a good idea. I enjoy that. Okay. Robert?
Okay, my quirky answer to this is Animation Academy at one of the Disney theme parks, particularly Disney California Adventure. I love sitting down there and doing that little step drawing class, drawing your own Disney character and having that free souvenir to take home.
How much time do you need for that?
That's usually about a 20-minute show.
Okay. All right. Dan, favorite thing
inside,
to do at a theme park?
In the air conditioning, sitting down.
Yeah, well, that helps. Right?
That's a nice break.
So, Dan, what do you say?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my age. I'm a grandparent, so being with my grandkids would be the favorite thing. But I'm a roller coaster guy, so being on a roller coaster, any roller coaster.
Well, but Dan, that keeps you young, so we like that. Yeah. That's good. You get the balance
there you go.
And you get to pay it forward.
Yeah, but seeing it through kids' eyes again is fun, too. I like that. All right, so So best experience. This could go way back. It could be last week, whatever. Best experience you've ever had at a theme park, zoo. These are hard. Who made these questions up? We did. Best experience you've ever had at a theme park, zoo, or aquarium. Best experience off the top of your head. Dan.
Best experience is seeing children encounter animals. It's memorable. It builds memory. It makes an experience, that thing we call an experience. So so that's memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lovely. Michael.
You know, it's a really broad question, but I would agree. I take great joy going to the parks and watching other people's the reactions on their faces when they experience something they've never experienced.
Okay, Robert.
Keeping with that, honestly, New Year's Eve at Disney World, Magic Kingdom, crazy. I mean, you're sitting there just shoulder to shoulder with so many people watching the most amazing fireworks display I've ever seen in my entire life. This isn't everyone's cup of tea being in a crowd that size, but the energy that you have being with all those people celebrating with the sky exploding with the great pyro, that was just an amazing emotional experience that I'll never forget.
Well, that sounds
very
cool.
Big community.
Well,
right,
guys, we have a couple more questions to ask, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to hold that for a future conversation. We thank you very much for joining us today and being part of the program. And Robert, for you, since you're on the West Coast, for getting up early, thank you very much for that. great having you here for the latest Preferred Travel Panel. So hope you all enjoy a nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Great. Thank you, Mary, Robert.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. And happy Father's Day to everybody. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. So that's a lot of – Mary, I'm going to ask you, what do you think is the maximum per-day ticket price that theme parks simply can't go over in the future before visitors stop going?
$150.
Well, in some cases, they're pushing that. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm putting $275.
All right. In about 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to answer some of your emails that you sent in. If you have a travel question, please feel free to contact us. Use the Contact Us tab right on our show website. But up next, Rudy's going to look into the statistical probability of running into someone that you know when you travel. The show returns in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know, dads work hard and are important teachers. So this Father's Day, how about treating your dad to a pair of everyday earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry? Dads deserve to relax, recharge, and enjoy their favorite radio show, music, and phone calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity. At just half the price of other premium brands, you can't go wrong, folks. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fatty15.com/carry. You know, for about 6 weeks now, we've been talking about this new product. Have you checked it out yet? We really want you to go and read the incredible story about this first-of-its-kind product, because when you do, you'll see a life changer. There's never been anything like Fatty 15. Okay, I know it's a funny name, but it's a serious thing. This is pioneering health at a cellular level. It's developed by a doctor in collaboration with the U.S. Navy. It's called Fatty 15. It's the result of years of research and development to isolate the good fat we need to put it back in our bodies to help protect us against age-related breakdowns. Essential fatty acids, are critical nutrients to our bodies needed to support our cells and sustain good health. Many foods contain a mix of good and bad fatty acids, but one of the best for you is called pentadecanoic or acid, or as scientists refer to it, C15. Fatty 15 is the first supplement of pure, essential, and vegan-friendly C15. And now you can just take one a day to strengthen cells, vastly improve your longevity, and slow biological aging at a cellular level. You'll get 15% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, by going to fatty15.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by under sponsors. Well, I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and my younger brother lives in Elmira, New York. We see each other maybe every 2 or 3 years. But one day a few years ago, after landing at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, we were stunned to run into each other. He was changing planes there. So here's an interesting question. What are the odds of running into someone you know while traveling? Amazingly, there's a professor who's studied the question. Professor David Hand is an emeritus professor of mathematics and a senior research investigator with the Imperial College in London. We reach him in London. Professor Hand, let's just start off. What led you to study this question?
Well, it's a tiny aspect of something of my study of coincidences and rare events and things like that. This is just one example of the many kinds of things that happen. You know, a number of people being struck by lightning, people hitting a golf ball in one, these kinds of things.
I love it. So is it all a matter of mathematics?
It's a matter of mathematics mainly, but there's a big psychological component. You can sort of make yourself more lucky by giving yourself more opportunities to be lucky, kind of thing. But really, mathematics underlies it. The way I describe it is by saying that the most improbable event is certain to happen, almost certain to happen, if you give it enough opportunities.
So is the number of times you might run into someone you know in the airport, are they all the same, the number of times you might get struck by lightning, the number of times you might get a hole-in-one in golf?
The chance of being struck by lightning is tiny. The chance of running into someone you know in an airport is also small, not quite as tiny as the lightning strike. But this is the key point, if you travel a lot, give yourself a lot of opportunities to bump into people you know, go through airports all the time, then you're giving yourself lots of opportunities to bump into someone you know. So it shouldn't be regarded as surprising if you give yourself enough chances. But there are also other sort of factors which influence it. People you know are likely to travel to the same places you know. Mm-hmm. It also depends what you mean by know. I mean, you bumped into your brother, but if by people you know you included the person who you see at the supermarket checkout every week, or people you know slightly, if by know you include all of those, then quite obviously your chance of bumping into someone you know is that much greater.
So do you actually ascribe a number to this?
I can put a number on it, but before I do that, I want to say it depends. It depends on, and you can see this from what we've been saying already,
right.
It depends on how much traveling you do, how many people you know, type of job you have, where you like to travel, and all sorts of other things. But I did do, in case that sort of it depends answer didn't satisfy you, I did a quick calculation based on the following. Assuming, though, say 200 people, you know, 200 people.
Okay.
We'll change these numbers in a moment. Assume there are 100 potential destinations you might travel, that you stay a week each time you travel, and that you travel 5 times a year. Based on those figures, I estimated that you run into someone you knew about once every 5 years on average. And I'd like to stress two things. First, that's an on average. You might find you never run into someone you know, or it might happen much more often. But that sort of gives you an idea of what you should expect. But also, remember, this is the crucial thing, really, that was just a ballpark estimate based on the numbers I thought reasonable. And those numbers, 200 people you know, 100 potential destinations you might travel to and so on, it will vary from person to person.
Fascinating. David Hanson, Emeritus Professor of Mathematics and Senior Research Investigator with the Imperial College in London. David, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I bring you back to the New York City area for our final segment of the day, the J-Block will have us answering some emails sent in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Think of the best sheets you've ever slept on, and then multiply that experience by 10 or even 100. That's what it's like sleeping on MyPillow Giza Dreams bed sheets. They're outstanding, and we love them. Right now, you can order them in any size and any color for just $49.98. That's an absolute steal for 400 thread count sheets made from the best cotton in the world from Giza. So hear me when I say you can even get queens, kings, split kings, and California kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now and stock up because when they're gone, they're gone. And as a show fan, when your order is over $100, you're also going to get $100 in free digital gifts.
And then there's the all-new Rev 7 energy drink, folks. That's a home run. Whatever energy drink you currently have, get rid of it and make the switch to the next generation of energy drinks, Rev 7. Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team have joined the effort to make America healthy again. The new Rev 7 energy drink is powered by GoBHB. It contains no caffeine and no sugar. It's vegan, and it comes in delicious flavors like lemonade, green apple, and blueberry citrus. There are no stimulants here either, so order today and use promo code CARRY. You're going to save 30%, which translates into you getting a case of the new Rev 7 energy drink for as low as $9.99. So those Giza Dream bed sheets for just $49.98, as Mary said, are a steal. Beach towels, by the way, also 50% off, and you'll save 30% on Rev 7, all at MyPillow.com/carry with code CARRY, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, our first email is from Bree, who listens to us in Pembroke, Kentucky. That's our local affiliates, AM 1230 and FM 99.3 WHOP Radio in Hopkinsville. They're part of the Nashville DMA. Bree writes, I enjoy listening, but our station airs you on Sundays instead of live on Saturday. Any way to get them to move the show? As you talk about things that sometimes already have happened by the time I hear it. I'm so glad you did your show from Orlando and went to Epic Universe. It's a place my husband and I are thinking of taking the kids during Thanksgiving break. The Virginia Beach show today enlightened me about how active a place it is. We've never been. That could now be our summer trip next year. I'd like to know how you choose all the places you go and what's required to be a big Let's Go America Tour location. We have Summer Salute coming in September. Would you ever consider something like this? So Mary, do you want to tackle maybe the second part of her question? I'll take the first part, right?
Sure. So Bree, that's actually a great question. And we did look up Summer Salute. We did learn that your annual festival has attracted over 200,000 people to your area over the past 7 years. So clearly it's popular. It does look like a lot of fun. Generally, the first thing Robert and I look at when considering a domestic location is whether we have an affiliate in the area or not. It's not a prerequisite, but we do like to support our local stations as much as we can. So we do weigh that in pretty heavily. The second thing is we often work in conjunction with our show sponsors, again, to support them, and also because we require a good deal of technical support to make these live remotes happen. And there are hard costs for us to take this show on the road, and our sponsors cover those items for us. The third thing that's top of mind with us is, does the area have a wide range of activities for all different ages, a wide range of venues, and a number of other activities and things to entice as many travelers as possible? So I wouldn't rule it out, Bree, but a local city weekend fair or festival is not generally something we would take the show to. But hey, listen, Bree, just by you bringing up the Summer Salute in Hopkinsville, Kentucky this September, everyone hearing the show across the country now knows about
it. Well, that's very true. And I will say, Bree, you know, we ask our team to connect with our local stations frequently to get info on big events in their area for us to possibly cover on the show. Some stations have been great with those outreaches. Others, well, they need to do a better job. Our NCF segment also covers some of these happenings as well. As far as the time the station runs RM World Travel. Listen, we'd like every station on our network to run this program live on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time, okay? Well, maybe. I'll throw out the Hawaii affiliates, maybe not, because that would be 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. local time. But let's say 99% of our stations, all right? A large number of our affiliates, they do run the show live. Many stations who started with us running the show on delay have switched to airing us live as the success of the program has made it easy. But at the end of the day, Bree, with nearly 610 affiliates running the show across the USA, we're thankful for the clearance we do have, and there is no show out there that comes close to the reach we have on Saturday or Sunday. But we urge you to call and email the station. Have your friends do it as well. The more they hear from you, the more likely they are to make a change, okay? Email number two, Mary, comes to us from Sophie. She listens to us in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That would be our local iHeart affiliate, AM 600 WMT Radio. She writes, my husband had his work hours cut at General Mills factory here where he works. We have good savings and my job is fine, so we'll be okay. We had planned to visit where you all are in New York City this summer, but are now looking at less expensive alternative places to go instead. Any suggestions on more budget-friendly cities to travel in August? Our three kids and my mother will be traveling with us. Sophie, I don't know whether you're going to be flying or driving. I'm going to assume flying. I'd suggest you look at Montreal or Quebec, okay? Personally, I'd fly. You can certainly drive from Cedar Rapids. If you haven't looked at the exchange rates lately, you're going to get about a 35% savings when traveling to Canada. The U.S. dollar is very strong against the Canadian dollar. And with some of the political bantering going back and forth, there's other discounts you're going to find out there on hotels and restaurants and so much more. So Montreal and Quebec, you're going to feel like you're in Europe. Great museums, so much to do outdoors. They even have a big theme park up there, a six Flag Park. So I would say that. Mary, what do you have to say real quick?
So I'd say Greece. Again, you're going to need passports for these suggestions, but Greece offers a less expensive way to experience the European area. It's beautiful the islands, the beaches. And for an American city, I do want to throw out St. Louis. It's a budget-friendly, family-friendly city, lots of hotel options. In the summer, they're in full swing with free outdoor concerts, all kinds of al fresco dining, a ton of attractions for kids. There's the Rise Adventure Park, several water park attractions, and of course, Gateway Arch National Park and the riverfront all offer a variety of ticketed and also free activities. I think that's a great choice for
it is, and go catch a Cardinals game. That's also a good thing to do there.
There you go.
All right, we're going to leave it there for today. Thank you very much to Bree and Sophie. That's a wrap for our June 14th national broadcast. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there tomorrow. And enjoy the big military parade in Washington, D.C. today. That is certainly a great way to celebrate America. Until we transmit across these national airwaves again next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.